Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show.
Welcome!
I'll at you, boy, aight? Sounds really loud and my microphones are crazy, but I love it. What's up, everybody? Good morning. Welcome to Best in Show, Best in Show Radio, exclusively on tpxradio.com every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. Or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Geek or Best in Show Chris. Everybody, welcome to the show. Everything's fantastic. We're here. We're having a big party. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. As I said, you can get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. You can get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith. Or more importantly, you should get us in the chat room. Go over to tpxradio.com, click on chat, and enjoy the fun where you can see the fine camera work, which consists right now of my big fat face in front of it, and that's about it. But throughout the show, we'll move it around, about around, so we'll see the whole room. No, no, we really
won't. It's going to stay on you.
Nope. Oh, by the way, my name's Chris.
You set that up when I was about to drink.
No, I said, my name is, and you started picking your drink up to your mouth at that moment.
I disagree.
Yeah, and his name is 100K. What happened? I just thought you guys were like friends. Yeah, wait, hold on. Since your name really is 100K.
Maybe I should start dispensing wisdom during this.
Go for it.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I don't have any wisdom this week.
I'm going to need to start acquiring wisdom so I may dispense it at a later date.
Producer, get that on the list.
It's Keith. That's enough of that nonsense. So what's Best in Show? My name's Chris. His name's Keith. Some fellow over here who's running the board now in the magical conglomeration is our producer, as always, Brian.
That's me.
And special guest in studio this week. I don't know if that angle looks good or not. That's our buddy James up from North Kakalaka.
Holly Springs.
He's dreamy.
He's come. He's joining us this week on the program. We had a bit of fun this weekend. Went out.
I don't hear him.
Yeah, I don't hear you very well.
I only hear him
well
in the room. In the studio, I should say.
Now. Nope, you're gone. Did you shut your mic off?
I didn't touch my mic.
Yeah, your mic was off.
Hot mic.
Nice. Much better. Now we're like professionals. Speaking of professionals, I see in the chat room somebody's talking about not being able to be profesh today, and it looks like our buddy Vanessa is not going to be joining us for a news report. This just comes as the show's going on the air. I had no idea. So,
how do you know it's...
What do you mean?
Forget it.
How do I know what's going on in the chat room?
Yeah.
Because Brian pointed at me and started pointing at the screen frantically saying, hey, this is what you got to worry about.
I didn't realize you could lean that well.
Yeah, no, I'm good at having legs and angles and stuff. I don't know, I'm confused. So for the record, if we're not if it's not clear enough, we're a little disheveled today. It seems like we say the same thing every week. But
this week
everything is really a lot different. I've given up controls, and our producer is now producing full-fledged the show, and he's got it all in his hands. So everything that's wrong today is all with him.
I used to blame myself when it wasn't in my control. Now I blame myself without any kind of backhanded attack at Chris's lack of technical expertise.
No, lack of technical
expertise. Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I got a little confused. By the way, we're using the 4-track. Oh, hey, we're listening. You're on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. It's a magical wonderland. So I'm in a different seat. I'm in a different move. And our camera's not. By the way, did you really just go work blue on mic?
No. Did I?
You just used a blue term.
That's blue?
It feels blue to me.
Ugh, mine's not that, and, not
I don't like
blue.
I don't like when you say the word damn, darn, or coolie either. Those all hurt my feelings.
Okay.
But, that's about it. It's about all I want to say with that. Keith, I don't know if you want to...
I was just going to read the paper.
Yeah. This is what I see. This is what I see when I'm looking at the show. I have the camera focus right now.
It's a Frasier reunion I had to read about.
That's awesome.
It is, actually.
I don't know what's going on. Everybody's insane and frantic and trying to work stuff out here. But so it's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. I don't know if people want to party or if people just want to go home and go to sleep. What? That wasn't explanation enough? So you know who does want to party? Steven Spielberg. Apparently he wants to party with stolen Norman Rockwell paintings.
Whoa, haven't heard about this. Ooh.
Steven Spielberg, he dug up Norman Rockwell's grave and stole stuff out of it, more or less. Actually, he purchased a painting that was stolen from, where was it? I'm looking here. A painting called The Russian Schoolroom. It disappeared in 1989, and it showed up this year in Steven Spielberg's offices. Actually, it's been there for years. It's one of Spielberg's workers was just looking on a website, which this is the thing that freaks me out. But this, I'll get to that in a minute instead of jumping all over the place. So Steven Spielberg's one of his employees working at a shop is looking at a website for the FBI's art crime team unit. And it was on there just browsing, looking at stuff, and notice a list of stolen artwork. And on the list of stolen artwork is something that's hanging in their office right there. So I thought that was kind of a nutty, weird little thing that happened. More nutty and weirder than anything else is the fact that there's an FBI art crime team unit. That just seems odd as hell to me.
That's the new CSI.
Right. It's more ridiculous than a vandal squad. That's what that is. But, so Steven Spielberg's a creep and he steals.
Wasn't that Gator Wall's second album Art Crime?
Yes, Art Crime is heavy. It was a follow-up to
Thought Crime.
Meat Crime, right?
Meat Crime, really?
Yeah, Gator awesome. Wall's first record? It was heavy. It was a heavy message, obviously. Right. You guys got to check out their website, Gator Wall. I don't even know if they have a site yet.
GatorWallXXX.com.
Nice. I gotta look and see if they got that. If not, I have to get that for those guys and help them out. Give them a call. Because, you got to promote the local scene. Gator Wall. Good hardcore. Sorry. Good hardcore. I don't even understand what's happening to you. I'm looking over at Keith, and he looks as if he's dying.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel it. I'm out, too.
Are you mad because when you look at me, I'm looking directly across from you? Is it disheveling you? Making you feel uncomfortable?
I'm a little disheveled.
I can't reach over. I can't give you a handy and touch things. I don't know. So, Steven Spielberg, you stole stuff. Another stuff that happened this week.
Why don't he just jump in that DeLorean and bring it back?
Other things this week. The AP, the Associated Press, AP.org, had an official decree this week that they are not going to have any Paris Hilton news on their site anymore.
They're not going to even utter the word Paris Hilton somehow.
They said that on like Tuesday of this week. They reneged, and on Thursday they talked about the fact that they're not talking about Paris has now become news. So they had to report on themselves, not reporting
right,
on her.
Right, I love that.
That's stupid. I think it's stupid. That's ridiculous.
You're really taking them down. You're really taking the big wigs.
To take a person and say, we're not going to report on this person anymore.
Well, you know what the thing is? I guess it's just the whole fact that every bit of celebrity, every bit of news about her is like, oh my God, Paris, she had no panties on here, or she had sex. What?
So be more... be better in selecting, you know, even your news stories, but you don't. You can't ban a person from the news. Even what if she blew up six buildings?
Even if they would say, in other news today, six buildings were blown up by Aris Pei Ilton Hay. We will never say her name.
I'm just waiting for her to become like a major real story. Like, she'll be the next Anna Nicole Smith, and now AP is going to have to say, oh, we can't talk about her committing suicide and, like, well, aborting her
I thought your station didn't talk about Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, it's TPX. TPX Radio is now opposed to any Anna Nicole Smith talking. We got to get to that. Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's just stupid. Yeah. You know? That's me taking him down a peg even further. But, yeah, it's... I understand the point. I understand the way they really should just be saying, hey, we're going to stop doing stupid celebrity news, is what they should say. That's what we're not going to talk about. If you want to know who was banging who at what party and how much blow they did, go to people.com.
The two blue words.
But they don't even tell you that.
What did I say? Blow? It's not so blue.
If they even told you that, it would be more interesting than the stuff they tell you.
What, dude, did you see what Paris was wearing? You look like you're about to have a heart attack. Is today finally the
choking.
Day?
I keep joking on nothing.
So this is the station where you find all the Paris Hilton news now?
Yeah, obviously. We are picking up where AP is left off. But didn't we used to know somebody? And by we, I mean you. Didn't you used to know somebody that used to work for AP?
Yes, a while back.
Somebody's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Who I personally didn't like. Me and him used to have fights as I go into weird off-the-air things that just make no sense to anybody.
Nice guy.
Yeah, I hate him. I'll kill that guy.
He was a Met fan.
Oh, I love him then. No, actually, I didn't really have so much of an issue. I'm just going someplace.
I can't even spell AP.
Can you?
I can't.
Oh, it's a...
Just write out alternative press.
Ba-do-do-do-do. That's how the show starts. Other big... see, here's my... I'm so confused. I'm so confused at this point.
Because you're looking at me?
No, because I'm looking and I'm waiting for the moment when we're going to go into the news report, and it's not coming. And I feel a little bit upset about it. For a professional show like
exactly.
Like Best in Show, to have this unfortunate occurrence happen, it really breaks my heart. A professional show that's in such fantastic news sources as, I don't know, Wikipedia. You could try talking instead of just staring at me every now and again.
I'm going somewhere with that.
Do you know anything about that? I mean...
I'm bringing it up because you mentioned it to me last night.
All right, then I'll bring it up. But I think you might be a little out of the loop here, Keith.
Brian has a great radio voice. Just wanted to...
Really? I hate my radio voice almost as much as
as he hates mine.
As Veal Chop hates my radio voice.
No, I think your radio voice is fantastic.
It sounds better when I can't see your face, though.
Yeah, that's you know, I hear that all the time.
I hate my TV voice.
Yeah, do you realize that in a backward, kind of backhanded way, that Best in Show Radio actually has a presence on Wikipedia?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until someone
recently.
I'm
gonna go check it out.
I was checking.
What those guys are all about.
I was checking out the Wikipedia and looking at.
Now, Wikipedia. This is something to do with witchcraft, right?
Yes, it is. I think that's the Wiccanpedia. I could be wrong.
Okay.
This is the.
No, the Wiccan is where they the camera that shows what the witches are doing 24 hours a day.
I love that one.
Sorry.
For some reason, I was looking at the hot talk topic or the hot talk entry in
Wikipedia. We all look
Wikipedia.
At that sometimes. You don't have to be embarrassed.
Here's the thing that confused me. He was looking at the hot talk. I didn't even know that that's apparently what we do. We talk hot.
It's kind of like a new name for this same old genre of like...
Oh, wow!
Talk radio that's kind of like, you know, white...
Laid out and
white,
stupid. It's white, not
yeah,
listening.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, allow me to translate. Yeah, it's this dumb crap that we're doing here.
It's the white male 18 to 49 listener base of, you know, tiresome talk radio about like pop culture. As opposed to like the direct correlation of the more
I officially quit the show now.
The more popular radio genres of like AM and conservative talk and all that stuff. This hot talk is now they're pushing it hard with like free FM and all these other different.
A big demographic is white males as opposed to the conservative talk shows.
Yeah. Gay lost geeks, I think, is our listener base. But at any rate. It's kind of a new entry or relatively small, stubbish type of entry in Wikipedia. But they do a list of examples of these types.
I just pictured a small, stubbish entry.
I thought,
see, that's
is that
talk.
Blue? That's, I'm feeling that's kind of lukewarm.
It is. It sounds sexy, though.
They have lists of examples of the hot talk genre. Amongst them are, like, you know, all the
Stern, Opie and Anthony, right. Ron Fez, Man Cow.
And they do note that.
Tom Likas.
And for everyone in the Raleigh area, you have Bob and the Showgram.
Okay.
Sweet. Is the Showgram a person?
Yes.
They acknowledge that.
I just want to go listen to them now.
They acknowledge that this hot talk is kind of has a bit of a presence on internet radio, and amongst I think either the four or the five shows listed under internet radio is Best in Show.
Yeah, I see. You know what? I'm a jerk. I actually saw this and I forgot to tell anybody.
I pooped my pants when I saw
it. I'm officially not. Dude, come on! You don't got to work blue. Poop your underpants. I got to be honest. There's a whole thing to Wikipedia that Wikipedia, like, it some places it lends credibility to some places, and in other respects it just doesn't seem like much, especially when you have what they call the stub entry, when it's just like, you know, the person doing the one thing, like if someone's promoting themselves. It is pretty amazing, though, that this is not us promoting ourselves. That the fact that someone took it upon themselves and took the effort to throw us up on this list with other hot talk. I thought it was really neat.
See, I'm a fan of the Wikipedia. Not that I've ever actually edited an entry, but I like the fact that there are somewhat, I hesitate to call it unspoken because I think they are actually outlined, but rules that attempt to, like, utilize the high population that goes and does it, but try to give it some perspective to limit people, for example, going and writing their own stuff. So you're getting, hopefully, a perspective of a large group of people who are not directly involved with whatever, you know, entry it is. If it's a specific information about a person or a cult or whatever, they want kind of like an unfair bias, I guess, is what they're shooting for. Which means that basically, you know, the Best in Show information remains unfilled because it would be inappropriate, I think, for
us to go on there, yeah, and just create it.
You know, the sad thing is one of the other shows, I click the link and it links to something else with that name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It clinks.
He was going to let Hogan go, I think.
Yeah.
It links to a movie studio, that has the same name. Not as us. No, not Oz. Oz doesn't go anywhere.
I know, I understand. I'm trying to think what the movie studio...
The Asylum is the name of the show.
Oh, the Asylum movie studio?
And it links to the Asylum movie studio.
Our former co-workers back when we were on another station someplace else.
Right.
Before we were here on TPX Radio, www.tpxradio.com. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Join us in the chat room. Go over to tpxradio.com, click on chat, and join the fun. You can look at the camera that's focused firmly on Brian's head right now, and he doesn't even realize it. You can call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405, or get us on the Instant Messenger. It's a magical little device that America Online created for us, and we've just taken advantage of it.
Oh, I should start mine.
Get it at Best in Show. Good. Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith? As Keith said, oh, I should start mine. What's the problem?
I'm still trying to figure out how you're doing these things.
How am I doing what?
How's somebody gonna instant message you?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I forgot that this is an audio medium, and me holding up my BlackBerry didn't show. I have a BlackBerry. The blacker the berry.
I saw it.
Oh,
the
sorry.
Sweeter the juice.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of BlackBerries. It's my favorite thing in the entire world. Other than my kids screaming in the other room, which sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, that is
it. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Awesome. Say, oh, I don't even think I'm signed on as a messenger either. Nice, fantastic.
Hey, this reminded me. I finally broke down and watched
Heroes,
a movie that I've. No, I loved Heroes first four episodes, and then I stopped watching.
Why?
I accidentally recorded over them.
It's fantastic.
I know. It was actually the first six or seven episodes, and I accidentally recorded over all of them, so I lost. So I have to figure out how to get back into it now. How to find those episodes.
The Sci-Fi Channel runs.
I know.
Marathons
I always miss it too.
Time.
Of Heroes.
You get tired doing
yes.
that. Running marathons. So I finally saw this movie. You know what? I figured if you're going to make a movie about, and you're going to have all these things like Templars and Leonardo da Vinci and treasures and all this stuff, like, you know. I finally broke down and I watched The Da Vinci Treasure with C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, nice, nice.
Which apparently is made by the Asylum Studio.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So was it? Did you enjoy it? Or
no, I can't say that I did. I really wanted to because I've heard so much about it.
Yeah, isn't that the one where Jesus is a sled?
Yes.
No.
No, that's Citizen J.
Was it better or worse than The Librarian?
I didn't see The Librarian. The Librarian... The Librarian was the movie with the guy from ER,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Noah George Wiley. Clooney?
Sorry. I'm disheveled.
My wife asked me to get my hair cut like George Clooney this weekend.
Your hair's too short, though.
You did a good job. What are you talking about?
I got a haircut.
George Clooney is the innovator of the Caesar, isn't he?
Oh, I thought George Clooney on The Facts of Life.
Was that a proper mullet, George Clooney era, Facts of Life? George Clooney mullet.
The Edna Edibles era, George Clooney.
Not ironically. I guess it's not ironic. I was going to tell you had a nice haircut when I walked in, but then I was a little gay. So I figured I'd save it for later. I was going to write it in a card to you.
That's what I came here for.
Sidetrack. Why do people call it a haircut? Like
my hair was cut.
No, but not the act of getting your hair cut should be called a haircut. And that makes total sense. But when you look at me, why do I say, hey, bro, what do you think of my haircut? This isn't a haircut. This is a hairstyle post-haircut.
It's the result of the haircut.
Exactly. And I never understood why that was the way that people
would describe. Why do people say a pair of pants, but they don't say, oh, this pant, I spilled something on this pant.
Why do you drive on a parkway?
But yeah, it's just something that always bothered me. That's hey, bro, check out my haircut. It looks good, right? And you like my?
I feel like you're gonna say Mo.
Wow, what's up, Mo? I just feel like the haircut is when the haircut looks good. It looks good.
That's
because the guy is standing there with a scissor.
So what do you call it a hairdo?
What do you suggest?
Yeah, my hairdo, my hair, my coif.
But why a do?
Because it's been done. You did it to your hair.
So that should be a hair done.
Hair did.
Oh, hair did. Good point. Good point. All right, hairdo is off the list. I don't know. Whatever you're thinking about it. Hair done.
I
think hair hairstyle is probably the most appropriate.
Or
way
just
to,
hair. What do you think of my hair?
What do you think of what I did?
I like
to my
your hair.
I like yours too.
What do you think of hair? Yeah.
What do you think of my hair? You got to be a little more specific, I think.
Like, I would think that most people, when you ask them, "Hey, what do you think of my hair?" they're not going to start looking at, like, say, your arm hair and say, "Oh, it looks great, terrific. I love the length that it is." You know, they're going to know what you're talking about. I don't know, just a personal little odd pet peeve of mine.
You have a problem with the verb "cut" being used as a noun. Is that it?
Yes, but not specific. Yeah, but not specifically because it's a verb noun thing. Because I'm sure there's plenty of others that I refer to that I don't have an issue with.
We can still keep the word "cut" involved. What do you think of the cut of my hair?
There you go.
I like the cut of your jib.
I was just gonna say I like the cut of your jib. That's a great, great way to.
Why don't
to
they call it a jib cut?
I love it. Best in show.
Yeah. Hair slice.
Oh, man. Dude, can I give me a thick slice of that hair? I want a thick slice. Yeah, no, not that one. The one off the end. I want it with a little bit of crust on the side. Delicious.
Hey, Chris, I got a question for you. If someone wanted to go to our chat room, what would be the official location? I know there might be a little confusion lingering out there. Old chat show versus new chat show.
I have no idea. You're the producer now. No, you could get over to tpxradio.com, Brian. You should know that. You could try
that. Because we're linked to the old chat room right now.
I know we are because I've never moved on to that because after the issues we had last week with the chat room creating an echo on the phone and stuff, I'm still hesitant. I wanted to make sure that we were solid. Rock solid, solid as rock. We'll know as soon as we get a phone call today at 877-744-6405, if indeed that does happen. I might just call at some point to double check it.
And how about for our Spanish-speaking friends?
Ocho, siete, 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 cuatro. What's the four?
Well, nobody's in our local room.
Cuatro, cuatro, siete, cuatro, zero. Oh no, those are cuatro, cinco.
Come on, you sing Spanish songs.
Yeah, I really don't know Spanish very well at all. I speak French. For our French listeners, it's
manger tous les boutiques.
877.
Exactly. It's la 877-744-6405.
I'm just noticing some of the usual suspects are not present in our
people don't like the show anymore. They don't want to be bothered.
I miss Veal Chop.
They heard I was here.
Yeah, you know, it's things happen. Maybe Veal Chop, because of the activity on the message board this week, maybe he's finally laying low. He's running away from the show. People are, I don't know.
That's unacceptable. Come back.
Oh, I disagree. I think he's here.
What do you mean? In the room with us?
Yeah, I think he's here.
He's always here with me in spirit.
Oh, that's great. But, so if you do want to get to that chat room, just in case there is any lingering confusion, tpxradio.com, click on chat. Where it says chat room on our website, just ignore it.
You make me want to drink.
Oh, my God. Awesome. You could also get us, the whole reason why I didn't put that webcam... You totally took me out of my head there.
Do you have that queued
up?
Done.
No. I've never played it once. Obscure, odd references to songs that people have recorded.
That's what I'm here for.
Oh, I love it. It's on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, where you could listen to us every week and have the fun. Come to the chat room. I'm confused. What are the things I want to talk about? Everyone is just floored.
Is there a way that we can take a show timeout or something just to get work this out of our system?
I couldn't swallow my drink that I wanted to drink.
Awesome. Speaking of... What?
Great. I was giving us a few seconds. Okay.
Yeah, no, so speaking of not being able to swallow... If you want, hey, wait a minute. Are you working like a turquoise? Because it's not quite blue.
That's what you're talking about.
You said it.
What? Yeah. But he said, you know what he meant by that. If you wanted to get a slice of pizza, I would recommend not going to Pizza Hut if you wanted to be able to swallow it.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Do you want to watch the news at all?
Look at the cover of your newspaper.
I rely on you to give me the news every Sunday. Oh, really?
In other news today, Chris Chavo, new president of the world. But
Is it related to
Pizza Hut,
KFC, Taco Bell?
KFC,
things?
Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, all over New York City area, having health violation issues with respect to the fact that their stores are overrun by giant rats. By overrun, I mean, you know, like basements and storerooms and kitchens.
And
stuff.
By giant, you mean rat-sized.
Well, those are pretty big, though. You don't think of rat as giant?
Why don't we have Rat Think by the Misfits queued up?
Wait, I do.
But you wouldn't consider a rodent of rat size to be a giant sized rat? I guess it would be just
no. I'd call the images that I saw of the rats on the TV. I would describe as just regular sized rats. I've seen giant rats that literally look like cats.
Subway rats.
Yeah. Some of those subway
rats.
Well,
I didn't see any of the pictures.
Those are Subway sandwich
shops. Oh yeah,
they're
regular sized. They're regular sized rats.
For the record, if I'm at Pizza Hut and I'm having a slice of pizza and I see a rat the size of half a dime, plenty for
it's
me.
It's too big.
It's entirely too big to be part of my dining experience. So I would call it a giant rat even at a half a dime size.
But is it okay as long as you don't see it?
See, that is my criticism of the whole story, is because they're kind of outing KFC and Taco Bell for having this like nefarious rat problem, where the truth is that every restaurant, however highbrow, anywhere in the Manhattan area, is quite arguably the five boroughs, has a, quote, rat problem. It's the off-kilter combination of them doing some sort of cleanup or some construction in the basement that is inspiring these rats to run around. When no one's watching, it's like after hours, it's the early morning, someone just happened to have turned a camera on them. Rats are all over the city. Rats and cockroaches live everywhere.
Before I worked in the industry that I work now, or the industry before it, I used to work as a pizza man here on Staten Island. Mm-hmm. It's actually where I met our buddy Veal Chop so many years ago. But I used to work at a pizzeria. And
he worked there?
I used to live there on weekends.
No, James used to actually come and sit there with me from like 11 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night when we went out to bars, as we sat at the pizzeria drinking beer and watching the Mets all day. But at this pizzeria...
It's been a long game.
Oh, yeah, it was a sick game.
Twilight doubleheader.
Twilight doubleheader, and each game was 46 innings. But...
She's Twilight.
Isn't that what you said?
That's
what?
Twilight.
Oh. That's the Twilight Zone.
We never had a rat at our place ever.
You just don't know that you did. I can guarantee.
No,
you
we
had a rat.
No, we had traps set constantly everywhere to try and get it. There was never evidence of rat feces at the risk of working blue. There was never a rat found. There was not a basement underneath the place. It was just the floor right there and a cesspool underneath it. They could be swimming in the cesspool, but they would drown eventually because there would be nothing. Well, I guess there probably is stuff that they could float.
Were you built on a slab?
I'm not quite sure if it was a full-on slab, but I think it was a parking lot there. You know what the place was. I'm telling you, never once had a rat. We bombed, for the record, disgustingly infested with cockroaches. Like, out of control infested with cockroaches. When we set a bomb off in the store once after cleaning out the store, watching them pour out of the ceilings trying to escape the fumigation was horrifying. So I hope you guys that have known me for long enough have enjoyed pizza. Sorry. As I look in Keith's direction and say sorry. But I don't believe we ever had a rat at that store. I don't think that every place has to have a rat. Don't get me wrong. A couple of rats here and there, I don't think...
That's not a rat problem.
That doesn't connotate an infestation, does not, you know, giant rats being involved. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's maybe a little unfair to me to lump Staten Island into the whole five-borough thing. I just have to make that assumption. But, I mean, it could be that the rat infestation in this part of New York City is not as dramatic as it is in example... Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Queens. I mean, they're just, if you have a food establishment, you've got a couple of rats lingering around somewhere.
Especially Manhattan is overrun by rats and roaches on the, I mean, any street. Yeah. I worked on 33rd Street, and, it, you know, it was the biggest roaches ever over there.
Small, all the restaurants and bars are on top of each other. If one restaurant has a rat on that street, every restaurant does. I mean, they're just, like, linked.
Well, for the record, talking about how Staten Island places are not so bad, one of the Pizza Huts that is one of the biggest offenders is the Pizza Hut that's directly across the street from my house. Yeah. So my house is probably infested with rats. I can see three right now.
There are no rats in the restaurant in Holly Springs.
In the restaurant. Awesome. You know what? I'm getting instant messages from Keith. Yo, what's up?
That's not what I said. I said, what's going on?
What's going on? That's what it was. Sorry, I didn't understand what the stuff meant exactly.
Do you like Cheetos?
I translated. But yeah, like here's an odd segue to something. Loosely related on our rat story, the one redeeming factor of probably the second or third worst movie of all time, Ladder 59, the one redeeming part about that was the realism of the guys going up the stairs in the fire and stomping on rats as they were just like streaming through the building, because they were in like some office building and all the rats were running away from the flames, so there were like hundreds of them coming up and them walking up and stomping on the rats. Only redeeming part about the movie. I hated the movie. I hope it's...
Was that the Joaquin Phoenix movie?
Yes. I call him Joaquin, but yes. Same movie, the same.
Is he related to Joaquin Andujar?
Yes. I'm not 100%, I'm not 100% sure. I hate that movie. It's cutting edge. I'm making a big move and critiquing a bad movie from 4 years ago.
But all the rats were CGI.
Oh, wait, that wasn't real?
No rat was harmed in the making of Ladder 49.
I thought that was a real, real movie. But that's that. So don't eat a Pizza Hut. Or I guess don't eat, according to Brian. If you don't want to eat, if you don't want to eat rat, don't eat food.
I'm suggesting that perhaps it's the media blowing this, quote, rat problem out of proportion.
You don't have to work blue, bro.
The restaurant in Holly Springs does deliver if you want rat-free food.
You got their number? I want to get a nice Reuben.
I mean, when you watch the news, yes, there were a heck of a lot of rats running around their garbage area and their things like that. So
you
got
to work blue like that?
A couple of...
H-E-double hockey sticks, my friend. H-E-double hockey sticks.
So I guess what I'm suggesting is that just because there's rats perhaps in every restaurant in Manhattan, I don't think that necessarily that means that every restaurant has that rat problem.
If you can get them to just eat the garbage, you'd be okay.
And I think largely they do. Largely it's the stuff that they're throwing away or the
that's the homeless in New York that are taking care of that, so there's nothing left. But
then they should at least be eating the rats.
I mean, what happened as a result of this, the real story is that they ended up canning the health inspector who visited that one particular Kentucky Fried Chicken the day before and gave it like an okay, you know,
oh, really?
Thumbs up thing. Yeah, the day before, the health inspector came and said, yeah, this is good, fine, and left. And either someone paid him off or he went through the checklist and everything was fine. and then they clean up something in the basement. They walk away. Some cameraman films a couple of rats running around. 3 days later, this guy gets fired. I mean, is it fair to do that when you could have filmed, if you could have done that to any Manhattan restaurant establishment?
They just
arguably
happened upon a rat rave that night.
Wow. What do rats listen to?
For the record,
rat.
Don't they have a basement song or something like that? Out of the basement, rat. Oh, out of the basement.
I would think it would just be Round and Round was what they were huge fans
the
of.
The fact that I don't have Round and Round on my iPod for the first time ever makes me so mad right now.
You know, speaking
it's
of...
It's one of the best songs ever.
You think?
I honestly love it.
One of the best songs ever.
It's one of the heaviest songs ever.
It's one of the top 50 songs ever, I think.
Totally different level. Heavy and best.
I think it's one of the 50 best songs ever.
It's one of the best heavy songs.
You can't think of 50 songs better than Round and Round?
I guess maybe if I thought about it, it would end up getting bumped, but...
See, I personally don't really like music. I don't listen to music very much, so
you probably couldn't.
So I couldn't name... I probably couldn't name one other song other than Round and Round. It's actually the only thing that I know, but I don't think... I think if I were a music listener, there might be 50 more that I'd come up with.
The Wasp Anthology.
Without question. F Like a Beast. So speaking of the whole like the healthcare thing,
pictures of naked ladies laying on my bed.
So, do you realize how ridiculous some of the stuff that they have to test for those health inspections are?
No.
Like as for my aforementioned conversation, I worked at a pizzeria for a long time. Do you understand that you get a violation if you store a can on a floor? A can needs to be 6 inches off the floor. Not an open can, a sealed
can.
A sealed keister. Yeah, it's like in a pizzeria, like tomato sauce. You generally have cans and cans of tomato sauce. You can't keep it. You have to have it 6 inches off the floor for God knows what the reason is.
And employees are not allowed to pleasure themselves in the bathroom on their breaks.
It's odd. We didn't let that stop us.
The reason why you wouldn't keep food on the floor is so the rats, when they're scurrying around the floor, can't, like, tear through them. Now, a can, a piece of metal, they're not going to be attracted by the smell. But, I mean, there are containers that I've seen, like, evidence of rats chewing through those, like, heavy-duty plastic containers to get at the food that's on the inside. I don't know how porous,
metal...
they can get through. They can – the smell – gets enough through, like, you know, a plastic jar of mayonnaise to inspire a rat to, like, chew through the mayonnaise thing and you know, start, like, slobbering. Can you imagine a rat snout deep into, like, the bottom end of a mayonnaise jar?
Oh, that's gotta God. Sexiest wow. talk.
Just picture a rat covered in mayo coming out.
I'd rather eat the rat than the mayo.
You wash them off before you eat them.
I own my rat plane.
See, but here's the thing. Do you somehow think that those 6 inches are insurmountable by these giant 12-foot rats that walk around, and they're 6 inches off the ground is all it has to be. A rat can jump up 6 inches. We don't have levitation devices that those things are floating. They're on some sort of shelving unit that can be climbed just as easily.
Could right. that be a ground moisture issue?
It's that's another issue, I suppose.
Moisture can get through a can, though. If a place floods,
Rats certainly do, like, climb on top of refrigerators and stuff like that, but mostly they scurry around on the ground. I would suggest that food, contained or otherwise, they just want to keep out off the ground level in order to keep rats.
I think keeping cans of tomato sauce on the floor is totally acceptable.
I agree. That's a little...
By the way, the other thing I learned when working at a pizzeria, you don't have to refrigerate eggs. You don't have to refrigerate eggs.
You told me that recently.
It's true.
I disagree.
That's not true. You know that that's not true.
No. You don't have to refrigerate eggs.
Okay.
I'm being 100% honest. Dude, we did not refrigerate eggs ever. Ever. And I'm telling you, eggs sat for like weeks at a time, not refrigerated, and we'd eat them. And yeah, they were fine.
I also saw a friend of ours who worked there make a meatball hero that was white and fuzzy.
It's the chances of salmonella developing from uncooked eggs sitting at length and going bad increases.
But
yes, you can eat it.
But salmonella gets killed when you cook the egg.
And then the meatball hero was delivered, and then 15 minutes later, a friend of the person eating the meatball hero called up laughing, saying that his friend is throwing up all over the place. Can we have a refund?
From our place?
Yes.
I don't remember that. Did I didn't make the hero, did I?
No.
Eggs.
Somebody we know who has sometimes black, real curly, afro-like hair and plays drums.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Eggs are sometimes used in the manufacture of meatballs,
yes.
By the way.
Yeah, so?
Do you think there might be a link?
Wait. One person got sick from an old meatball. Has something to do with the fact that we stored our eggs out of a refrigerator? No. Eggs do not need to be refrigerated.
I was trying to deflect.
No, it's true. They don't need to be refrigerated. And you also don't need to cook chicken before eating it.
Right.
It's another thing. But I'm being dead serious on the egg thing. It's true. 100% true. What else?
I can't find one health code violation in Holly Springs. I've been looking.
What do you have, like a website or something?
I have the whole town website here.
Awesome. I have a website too. It goes bestinshowradio.com where you can check out our show every week. It's a fantastic, magical wonderland. I got another one. It's called tpxradio.com. You can go there. Go to the chat room. Enjoy. Well, no, it's like I got another one that I mentioned, that I reference. You can go there and have a lot of fun and check out the program that we do. Click on chat. Join us in the chat room. Have some fun. Look at the video of Keith and other stuff like that. You can also call us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. Or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Keith or Best in Show Chris.
And Joe and Pat's is delicious.
I'm going to go on the record. I'm assuming you're addressing something that happened in the chat room?
Yes, Veal Chop is making note of the fact that Joe and Pat's pizza is questionable. I guess he describes it as he's heard some awful things.
Okay, for the record, I don't like the idea of us naming establishments and saying bad or good things about them. I will go so far as
Let's
to
call
say
it Jim and
Paul's.
Paul. Yeah,
okay, but Jim and Paul's pizza, first of all, I hate the place. I hope it bursts into flames. Oh, wait, that's right. It did once already, and it burnt down our friend's tattoo shop in the process. Excuse me, our friend's skate shop in the process. Our friend, by the way, that's our buddy Dave and his wife, Carolyn. Dave's going to be joining us here next week. He's going to be coming in studio for a little special Best in Show celebration. Maybe a tattoo show of sorts, some excitement, some fun. Who knows what will happen, the hijinks that will be involved. We had a great time with him when he called in last time. Now we're going to have him in the studio, and God knows it's going to be even more fun. But back to Joe and Pat's.
They're getting ink.
Sorry, back to Jim and Paul's. The guys are overpriced, one. Two. They burnt down a friend's skate shop.
Collateral damage.
Three, Jim from Jim and Paul's is my old landlord, and he's an effing D-bag.
Oh, yeah.
Effing D-bag. Hate him. F him in the A with a C the size of a spiked L, and then touch it with a J until someone gets Q. Yeah,
pass that J.
Yeah, well, bro, dude, we'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, it's I just don't like the guy personally. He was a jerk. We had a falling out.
Whoa. Watch the language.
Sorry.
This microphone smells like one of the cars from my dad's old Lionel train set.
I thought you were going to say it smells like Joe and Pat's or some old eggs. I bet you they don't refrigerate their eggs.
Love it.
But that's it for that. So I don't support that pizzeria. And they're stupid expensive, too. Stupid. But yeah, everything's stupid now. Can't get a slice. When I was a kid, you could get a slice of pizza and a soda and a steak dinner and a limo ride home for 0.3 cents. It was terrific.
With two bits.
Do you want me to get a sound of trashing local businesses weekly? Or
Just the one that I'm going to trash. But yeah, this pizza's too expensive. Pizza's too expensive. That's what I just said.
Pizza's expensive, period. It's too expensive. There's a place by my job. The slices are like $2 each. What the HE double hockey sticks is that all about?
Exactly. But we did allude to passing the J in there, bro. You want to get high?
Nah.
No, seriously. You want to get high?
I just said no.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Jimmy. You want to get high?
I have to drive.
God. Hey, Brian, you want to get high? None of you are going to buy it, are you mother Fs?
I wouldn't mind having some high, yeah.
Okay, so we can get some high. Why don't you come over to my house? We can hang out with me, my 5-year-old nephew, and my 2-year-old nephew, and we could pass around a blunt.
Yeah?
Was this in the newspaper?
Aren't they a little old for you?
Watauga, Texas, Demetrius McCoy and his friend Vaswan Potty, 17 and 18 years old, on a videotape that was found.
Allegedly.
On a tape that was allegedly video.
It was a digital video recording.
Right on. That's the whole thing. You got to be careful what you say. In a video that was found when police raided the home of Demetrius McCoy, a video that was found on the stolen video camera that they were looking for, they found a tape of Demetrius and his friend Vaswan smoking a blunt with Demetrius's 5 and 2-year-old nephews, telling them to hit the joint, hit the blunt, hold them up to it. At one point, they allude during it, "Yo, do you got any crack?" As if, you know, that would be so silly, because making infants smoke pot is just wise and normal. But I just watched this video today, actually, right before coming in here, and it's a great, terrific thing. So I just want to know if you guys wanted to get high with my nephews.
So what was the problem? It was like the kid's pot and they smoked it all?
No. It was
the 2-year-old was Bogart.
There was way too... Was that... Awesome.
Yes, that was, in fact, awesome.
I'm just going to stare at you.
Pass the J.
Wait for you to talk.
Why? Why do you have to wait for you? You can talk too. It's friends.
No.
I haven't heard the word talk as talk in a while, and I like it.
Did I talk like that just now?
You talked.
Excellent. Good stuff. You're the biggest jerk on the planet right now.
No, I'm just curious what's happening. Why the room goes dead silent.
It's news.
I get captivated when you go up to the microphone and just do a sealed mouth face against it.
No, I try. No, this is... I don't even understand anything.
I want to bring in a little bit of the chat room if I can for a moment here. Veal Chop is perhaps as a result of some sort of delay or something is now kind of like talking a lot about the Jim and Peter's pizza joint. He's heard some rumors about that they reuse toppings. They're scraping off unsold pizzas at the end of the night.
I'm not going to go into any of that. I have no idea if any of that is true.
Well, how about this? They request more detail about your ex-landlord. And why he's such a D.
I had for those who've listened to the show for any length of time, or listen to what we do on the show for any length of time, you know that before we did a show called Best in Show, we did a show called The Brown Lodge. And on The Brown Lodge, when we were doing The Brown Lodge, I was living in an apartment that I rented from Jim, from Jim and Paul's Pizzeria. The tenant that lived downstairs from me, strangely, tying into our Demetrius story, had an affectation for smoking pot a lot. And I have no problem with people who smoke pot. I think it's fine. I couldn't care less about it. I care when my entire house has to stink like it all the time. So I mentioned it to him I had a falling out with the guy for many reasons. We had a lot of problems here and there. And then one day while I was out and we were doing the show, my wife calls me while I'm out saying, like, the whole house just reeks right now. And I have a, at the time, probably 6-month-old daughter in the house that, like, I don't need my kid to be just, you know, stinking of pot. You know, it's just not a thing. So when I came home, I spoke to the guy. I come home and I find the guy in the background. I was like, dude, I don't care what you do with your life. You can do whatever you want. I have no problem with anything. Could you just at least do me the favor of at least stepping a little bit away from the house so my whole apartment doesn't stink like it? The guy starts fighting with me, whatever. Oh, what are you talking about? No, it wasn't me. It was probably one of the neighbors. They're like, dude, I just looked out the window. I was watching you hit a joint before I came down here. I know it was you that did it. Just, you know, I'm not looking for a problem with you. I'm just asking you not to smoke in the house or not to smoke right under our window that blows a fan into our house. Like, just move it over a little bit. Whatever, blah, blah, blah. I wind up having a falling out with the guy. The guy starts fighting with me. Every time that I come to the house, we would almost come to blows, like literally getting into fights. We had issues. So it just got to the point that I said to the landlord, like, dude, I can't live here anymore. I can't be here anymore because you have a maniac that lives downstairs. You either have to get rid of the maniac or I have to move on. And he said, well, I'll have a good talking to him. I'm just like, I'm not looking for you to have a good talking to him. You either tell me you're going to get rid of him or I'll just move and get another place. I wound up moving to get another place. And when I did move, and I didn't want to move in the first place, the guy made a whole big issue about monies that he insisted that I owed him because I was leaving with no sort of notice. When the notice was about the fact, the lack of notice was due to the fact that we had an uncomfortable situation with my wife and daughter in the house when I'm at work and some maniac downstairs. Basically, is what it comes down to. So because of this guy's lack of understanding and financially raping me, that's why I think I don't particularly care for him.
Well, you're saying you didn't get your deposit back because you failed to notify him 30 days in advance of you.
I gave in light of a special situation when we spoke about it, and I said, I'm not going to be able to give you notice because of this. And he said, fine, I understand that. It'll be a couple of weeks. It's fine. And then when it came down to it, he wound up only giving me a very small portion of my deposit back. So that's my issue with him. Whatever. It wasn't very, very entertaining for the radio. I don't know why I hate him.
We asked.
I know, but I don't know why I obliged. I should have just said no. It would have been a lot more entertaining. Would have been a lot more entertaining here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com, where you can get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger, Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith. You know what? One better. Go to tpxradio.com, click on chat, join in the chat room, look at the camera that's focused on my big fat face right now, and that's about that. Other magical, what's happening? Other magical children news this week. Rosie Costello in Tacoma, Washington, I think on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, wound up getting arrested for the $250,000 she bilked out of the government by getting her two children to make believe they were retarded for their whole life so they can get social services money.
But did she actually, like...
taught her kids how to act retarded, told them not to respond to people sometimes, pick your nose, do stuff like that, act, quote-unquote, like a retard.
That's retarded? I do that all the time.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And from this, she wound up getting $250,000 from the government for, like, over 20 years. And then when her kids were, like, 20, they were just like, yeah, we're done faking we're retards now. We're going to just be normal people. And you know, so now their mom is in jail.
So how'd they go through school? Do you know?
They were in special classes in school. They went through it their entire life. To a certain extent, I understand the kids just coming out and just not wanting to do it anymore. I don't really blame them necessarily, by any means. You know, it's really their mom that was the jerk. But I just thought I'd mention that. That fun
She's
stuff.
The retard.
Yeah,
she's the retard.
How did it not make them crazy?
I'm sure it probably did. I'm sure. I mean, I don't think that these are They're people.
They couldn't have been real sharp if they went with it for 20 years.
From the time... You know what, dude? If you start from when a kid is a kid, you can make a kid do anything. A kid could go to a school... You're reporting me to Child Protective Services now? but no, you think about it. From the time a kid is a kid, if a kid is taught that being retarded is the way that you act, they could see that someone else that's retarded, they might just think that, hey, wait, I'm acting differently than everyone else. They might just think, oh, that's what they're supposed to be doing too. That's what I'm supposed to do. A kid is a malleable piece of clay that can be shaped and molded into anything that you want them to be. And what they think is the norm is what you make the norm for them their entire life.
But when they're being tested and learning in school, do you think they're intentionally trying not to answer the questions the right way?
Yes, I do. I think that their mom would tell them this is what you should be doing. This, I mean, if she coached them so much as to act retarded in interviews, I think she would. And don't get me wrong, because someone is lacking certain skills, is retarded in certain skills, doesn't mean that they would have to lack aptitude either. I mean, there are kids who could do very well in school, but you know, could be socially inept in other ways.
Tom Hanks was excellent in Forrest Gump.
It's a good point. I mean, he learned how to dance very well. Right. And have a nice day.
Because I work with 40 developmentally disabled adults on a daily basis, so I'm interested to see, you know, to learn more about their story, about, you know, how they went through school and everything. I'd be.
Do you wonder if you're getting fooled by like one or two of them?
No.
Wow.
You're absolutely sure of that?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a crazy thing that I read, and I. Thought I'd throw it out there. Food for thought.
Can you email me a link to that story, please?
I'm sure I can.
Thank you.
It's women's are just a creep. Yeah. Making her kids just, you know, act a way that they, you know.
Can you make your kids act like robots?
You could make them metal if you want. You could remove body parts and do stuff. But I mean, seriously, think about it. You could make, if a kid is whatever they've been shaped to be.
I think that was the real story behind Small Wonder. I don't think she was actually a robot. I think he just made her think she was a robot and tricked everyone else into thinking she was a robot.
Robot.
a robot.
Who's the little boy on that show?
Oh. It's not Billy Corgan.
I hope he's dead. Whoever he is, I hope he's dead.
Jamie was his name on the show.
Yes.
What about Harriet? Do you like her?
No.
Oh, the neighbor who wanted to bang him always? Yeah, that's fine. She was good. I didn't know her. Hey, don't you have the small
one?
Did
you ever see that episode?
What episode? The banging episode?
Yeah, where she finally got him.
Nice. No, I didn't. Do you have the theme song on your MP3 player?
No, I don't. I wish I did.
I love Small Wonder.
He wakes up next to her. No, what did I do? You banged Harriet. Now she'll never leave you alone.
Oh, that's right. I'm confused. I'm totally confused. Honestly, I'm the worst person who ever lived in the entire world. I do things in a room, and then with the microphone in front of me, I think I'm in a different place, and I could say things, and people understand what's going on in my head, and it just doesn't happen.
It takes time to get used to.
All right, so let me ask you something. I was reading about they were having a contest to name the new seven wonders of the world.
I heard about this.
And
I love that the two of us at the table. Hey,
geek talk.
We love it.
And Egypt is mad. The culture minister of Egypt is mad because he wants the Great Pyramid of Giza is the only one that's actually left. Is the only? Oh, I thought you wanted this.
You mean
is
of the original?
Of the original Seven Wonders. So he feels that they shouldn't name new ones. So. It's like an internet contest. I don't know if anyone's actually going to take it seriously or something. But, because then, like, different companies could name their own Seven Wonders. But the thing is, I was thinking I could name... What?
I would nominate the taste of new Cherry Coke Zero as being one of the Seven Wonders of the world.
It's supposed to be... I mean, the old Seven Wonders are architectural feats. Oh.
They've all been figured out.
What do you mean, figured out?
They're not wonders anymore.
Oh,
we know
I see.
How they did it.
Got it.
Hmm. Well, here's the thing. I was thinking, wait, what are the seven wonders of the world?
How about a stack of four Cherry Coke Zeros on top of each other? Would that qualify then?
If they were on their side, yes.
What would you name a seven if you had to name something new, like if you were in charge? Not seven, because I don't even know seven
things.
Are the
real existing things in the world right now?
But here's the thing also. All right, go ahead with that first.
No, please. Go with what you got.
Because... I was thinking, well, let me see what they were. And then I realized I couldn't name one.
You couldn't name one of the original
seven?
I
was thinking and thinking and thinking. And then when I read what they were, what the seven wonders of the world were, I've heard of them, but I never would have named them as...
Wait, the originals you're talking about or the new
ones? The originals.
There are no new
ones. Or the new originals.
Oh, I thought he was asking what
original
I would like
Ray's,
the new
actually,
seven
Ray's ones. Famous.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about what the new ones that we want to nominate for it are, and he couldn't name one of those. You're saying you couldn't name one of the original Seven Wonders of the World?
I couldn't. Besides the pyramid, I knew already.
There's also two different ones, because there's the wonders of the modern world and the wonders of the world.
Okay, the modern world is fake. Forget that. The real Seven Wonders of the World are the original.
The Great Wall
Giza
of China
is one of them. I don't know if the Great Wall.
I thought that
exists.
was the one I thought was one of them, and it's not.
Yeah,
that's the modern.
It's the Colossus, the Colossus statue that was referenced recently in a lost episode.
Sphinx.
The Colossus of Rhodes is one.
The Sphinx, I don't think, is one.
Sphinx is not one either.
But
I'm not
the
well
gardens,
educated.
There's some sort of hanging garden of something.
Hanging gardens in
the
Babylon or whatever it is. the Giza. The lighthouse.
The lighthouse of Alexandria.
That's it.
This guy's good.
So I got three more that I'm missing?
You got three that you're missing.
Could be.
What are the... you know what? I'm not going to be able to figure it out right now.
No. Shh, nobody say anything to me.
Sorry. I think I'll probably recognize them when you say them, and even if I don't, I'll
you'll lie
fake.
And say you did.
Yes, that I know.
The Temple of Artemis Pile.
No, actually, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
Oh, Temple of Artemis, actually. That's
not
one
the,
of them.
Not the drummer.
Doesn't say. The Statue of Zeus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was supposed to be in the Colosseum, but it doesn't exist anymore, right?
Yeah, the six of them don't exist
right,
anymore.
Right, right, right.
And my favorite, the Mausoleum of Mausolus at Halicarnassus.
Halicarnassus, I recognize the word, but I wouldn't know what it looked like.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I that's when I read this list, I was just like the Hanging Gardens, I knew,
the Gardens. Song. Yeah, I was saying, I knew the Gardens and I knew the Pyramid. That's about it.
I figured somebody built a statue of Zeus, but I didn't know there was a particular one there.
Why is it a wonder?
I don't necessarily think it's like a puzzle. Like it's not that we don't know how they were built, but certainly the pyramids were a bit of an issue. And I
that
think to
I understand.
A certain extent,
a statue?
Kind of is. Yeah, but I think it's just it's not. Hey, we wonder how it was made. It's like, wow, isn't this fantastic that
Why
it's
not
so made?
Stonehenge?
It's wonderful. That's all.
Why not Stonehenge?
I think Stonehenge is more of like the puzzle aspect of it. Like we're still kind of trying to figure out why Stonehenge exists.
That's like the Indy of the Seven Wonders.
I think it's more of a wow. This is so this. It's such a wonderful thing that this was made because it would be so expensive to make this architectural feat. It's such a magnificent architectural feat. Like the Colossus, that's the statue of the big guy who's...
He's the guy who turned to metal in the X-Men, too. He was awesome.
It was a huge arch that was his legs, and you would drive underneath it to kind of welcome you to whatever.
So they were driving back then?
It was a ship. It was over the water.
Gotcha. I know.
But they were major architectural feats and expensive in probably money and lives to build. Not so much so more of like a why were they built, which would be like a Stonehenge kind of thing.
Sundial.
Yeah.
Astronomical reasons. And economical reasons.
What? What just happened?
I'm saying why Stonehenge was built.
I'm thinking it would be like an old timey roulette table. It's a gambling.
I don't think roulette came about till like 100 years later.
I just knew it was a place where the banshees lived, and from what I heard, they did live well. That's all I knew about it.
So children dance to the pipes of Pan.
Why wouldn't they? But what... So you're saying that the seven modern wonders of the modern world don't mean anything?
I hear that bandied about all the time. In fact, the Empire State Building considers themselves one of the seven... They call themselves the eighth modern wonder of the world, like 20 million other buildings do, but every once in a while people will kind of, some architectural firm will come out and say, hey, the new modern wonders are this.
Wasn't there a wrestler who was the eighth wonder of the world?
Yeah, exactly. Everyone does it.
If you go to new7wonders.com, you can vote on the new...
But there was an older version of the new seven wonders that I think shouldn't even be thrown away yet.
It happens every 10 years. It's never actually stuck. Maybe this one will stick.
People are still talking about the Golden Gate Bridge like it's something, like they've never seen the Verrazano before.
The Verrazano was the longest expansion bridge in the world for quite some time.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But the Golden Gate is the one that everyone recognizes being one of the older modern marvels, modern wonders. Modern marvels, that's what we're going to go with.
The Statue of Liberty is one of the.
Forget it. Mount Rushmore, I could give you. Mount Rushmore,
the impressive. Kremlin,
Taj Mahal. See,
now I guess that's where better define what makes it a wonder. Wonder that it's that.
Why they did it.
Is it because it's a very popular piece of architecture, or is it because it was very hard to build?
Well, the Empire State Building was just recently voted as the most. I guess the favorite of all architectural in the United States.
I've been on the roof.
Roof?
Actually, I was on the roof with you. That's
that was
right.
Way up on the secret roof that nobody else can go to.
Yeah, the only
not
way
just
you
see, now it's getting interesting. Yeah, tell me more.
The only
was C. Thomas Howell up there?
the only way you can go higher on the roof, you needed like some sort of radioactive suits because that's where the antenna was above us, is what the guy said. You couldn't go up there without having problems if we went any further up.
It's not radioactive, but we needed to have been clipped in. Like you have to actually have a tow rope clipped to you.
No, he was saying something. If you remember, that guy said something about the antenna on the top that we shouldn't go close to it because of the radio waves from coming from it.
It was real windy.
I don't remember that. It was actually quite
windy. It was windy where we were, man.
There were, when we walked out, and it's like maybe a 15-foot diameter dome that we walked out of, and we're walking around the rim of it, which
like, almost
is
like a catwalk around it. I mean, it had like maybe not quite hip high, but like mid thigh high, like cement wall with a rail around it. There were the little hooks on the wall where you could be hooked in, and we weren't.
We were supposed to have been wearing a strap and hook that strap onto the rungs every time we walked 5 feet down the thing. And we happened to have been there not on a very windy day, but it was still windy as a...
It was scary.
MF-er.
Then a witch's teat?
Wikipedia, you can see.
Oh, I can learn all
you
about
witch's
teats.
Yeah.
But they have like a triple X site.
I don't know.
I don't know if they actually show.
That's
the
Wikipedia.sex. Remember that guy wanted to make a .sex? What is that called? What is the end of a .com? .net?
A guy had wanted to do a sex website. He was an innovator.
He's one of the seven wonders. On 7707, by the way, in Lisbon, Portugal, they're going to name the new seven wonders of the world. So
that's my dad's 10th anniversary.
That's what?
My father's 10th anniversary.
Yeah. Is he going to vote?
Yes. And today's my mom's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. About that?
That's why I'm in New York right now.
Where's your mom?
In New Jersey. Shopping.
I hope she gets a nice pair of shoes.
Me too.
So are there people gambling on what the new modern things are? Or I mean,
what's the line?
Yeah, I mean, do they have a...
The line on Stonehenge has to be good. The Sydney Opera House, though, I don't think they have a shot. Seriously, like, who's going to vote for the Sydney Opera House?
No, that's it's that impressive. Point. That's the clamshell thing. I would vote for that.
As one of the seven wonders, though, when you're going up against Stonehenge.
Better. See, I wonder if it's not going to be like an old-timey thing. It's going to be icon. It's like what a recognizable architectural thing that defines a locale.
Speaking of, you went through the whole thing. Was the Colosseum in there as one of the wonders?
No, but the statue of Zeus that was in the Colosseum was one of the wonders.
There's 21 candidates.
The aqueducts?
Do you want me to go through all of them? Is that too many? 21 candidates?
It's up to you.
The Acropolis.
The Acropolis.
The Eiffel Tower. I'm just waiting for it to pop up on each thing. Petra, Jordan. I don't know what Petra is.
Is she doing a weather report?
Yeah, reggae.
It's raining, man. Alhambra, Granada, Spain. Don't know what that is. Great Wall of China.
That's a great.
Pyramids of Giza.
Yeah.
I guess the rest of them. The Statue of Liberty.
Stupid.
Hagia Sophia, Istanbul, Turkey. Don't know what that is.
Sounds delicious, though.
Angkor, Cambodia. The Pyramid of Chichen Itza in Mexico.
Chichen Itza, yeah.
That one's kind of nice.
How about Angel Falls? Is Angel Falls on there?
No.
It's the highest waterfall in the world.
But I think it's an architectural thing that you're supposed to be doing. It's not natural stuff, right?
No, it's architectural. It's to celebrate man's dominance over nature.
Kiyomitsu Temple, Kyoto, Japan.
Not to throw you off here, but did they put the World Trade Center in that list?
No, they didn't.
All right.
Panama Canal?
Stonehenge, Sydney Opera House, the Kremlin, Christ Redeemer, Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, Christ the Redeemer.
Colosseum of Rome. Machu Picchu in Peru.
That's not so good.
Taj Mahal.
Good.
Timbuktu in Mali. Good. The new Neuschwanstein Castle in Schwangau, Germany.
I prefer the old Schwanstein Castle.
And the Holly Spring Public Works Department. Oh, no. It's on the wrong page.
It's an impressive building.
And Easter Island statues in Chile.
Oh, yeah. Easter Island.
Dumb.
Yeah.
No Panama Canal, huh?
Panama Canal.
The lock system is pretty impressive. That is odd that wouldn't get on there.
Panama Canal is actually up in one of the five canals.
Top five canals
in Panama.
My five.
No, only
canals.
In Panama.
Top five in Panama if you're looking in this direction. Well, I think that they're all awful. I think
the North Pole should be up for it. How many toys come from there?
The North Pole.
The equator. Like, they actually built a whole line around the middle of the Earth.
Sick.
And Iceland. For the sugar cubes.
I can't believe there's no Las Vegas representation. Like, well, you know, the...
What's big in Las Vegas? Like,
the Bellagio
wondrous.
Water
the Bellagio,
show.
Yeah. New York roller coaster. You know, the pyramid that is actually, I think, the brightest source of light in the world shooting up into the sky. I mean, I'm being facetious talking about this crappy Vegas architecture, but...
You mean you love it?
What about the Northern Lights? How do we know a man didn't build those?
I got this guy on the bus that sells it.
I was just going to say, I know a guy that could definitely... He is man-made. It's chemically engineered. I think it's great. I think it's great. I love it. I'm a big fan of wondering about things.
This all became a conversation because of Small Wonder.
Right? She's wonderful.
Did it?
I thought that that was the tie-in.
I don't remember. I'm like the guy in Memento.
It was an unconscious segue.
I'm the guy tattooed on your forearm.
You're Homer Simpson.
Awesome. You listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on tpxradio.com. Check out the chat room over at tpxradio.com by clicking on chat. Call us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405, or get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Chris or Best in Show Keith.
No Wonder Bread, by the way.
It's gross. It's gross, soggy, wet, yellow, white, gross.
It's not yellow, it's white.
The outside is yellow.
The crust is brown.
Definitely not. Wonder Bread's almost yellow.
You're insane. Okay. It's beige.
Which is closer to yellow than brown.
No, no, it's just beige.
Beige is a...
And again, that's a lot closer to brown than it is to yellow.
No, beige is more dark yellow than it is light brown. Because light brown is tanned.
This desk...
Are Mexicans more Asian or African?
Blonde. You call this blonde, the desk?
So would
IKEA. Wow.
Wait, what was what that? Was Could you question? Repeat that question?
Are Mexicans more Asian or African?
Ah...
How I would say
I'm not Asian.
How would they be either?
I would say they're probably more African.
No. Exactly. You think?
I think they're more. Well, I'm thinking geographically.
Okay, I'm just thinking that crust wise, they're more on the beige line. So the Asians are yellow and the Africans are brown. So you just associated
strictly from
the Mexicans. You said beige was closer to yellow than brown. But you just proved that wrong.
No! No!
Yes, you did.
I'm not going to go down this alley. I refuse to walk down this avenue.
Especially with Mexicans around.
Honestly. I was just speaking strictly geographically that I think Mexico was physically closer to Africa than it is to Asia. That was the only reason I was thinking it. And I don't even know that that's true. It's just the way that my map works. It looks closer because well, you have to go all the way around to the right to get to the other side.
What about the Mayan temples?
I think that they should not be on a Small Wonder.
I agree.
Yo, did you watch TV last night at all?
I did not. Oh, by the... Forget it. Go ahead.
No, no.
I was going to bring up what we can't talk about for some reason.
No, do it.
We can't talk about Lost this week because I didn't see it.
Oh,
I've never seen it.
This is honestly the worst show ever in the history of the world.
I'm sorry. We
We've
can't.
Gone through seven things that we want to do that we can't do. And by seven, I mean two.
And it's one just... of them is watch TV.
I'll great. Talk about TV unless you want to talk about Jericho. I didn't watch that either.
Did you watch UFC last night?
I didn't.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. You're killing me.
I wasn't home last night.
He was out partying.
You mean no sports talk this week? Seriously?
Wasn't UFC... Oh, you could tell me about the UFC.
Oh, I'm not worried about telling you about it. It would have been... It's just good.
Is it on there?
No, it's not.
I was going to watch it now.
That would have been good.
Brian hit
just pause. So you guys know, our buddy Vielchop in the chat room will probably take an interest. He knew all about it. Last night was UFC 68 Uprising. The big match of the evening. Randy the Natural Couture, Captain America, coming out of retirement after retiring in the ring 1 year ago to challenge heavyweight champion Tim Sylvia, who's only lost like one fight or two fights in his career. I think it was only one fight in his career.
I did watch the countdown show on Friday night, though.
Yeah, well, that's the, you know, it's dude, that's the stuff that makes me insane about UFC in general. You watch the, you know what, even about shows in general, but I'll go further in a minute. I don't get the psychological thing behind the trash talking behind an event. And Tim Sylvia was pretty disrespectful. A 6'8", 300-pound heavyweight champ monster that cannot be beaten by anyone. Just trash talk abusing the old guy who's 43 years old coming out of retirement to fight him. I didn't get it. I thought it was he came off like a total creep, like mocking him, because the whole thing is just like Randy Couture just didn't have a chance to beat Tim Sylvia. It was, you know, it's a feel good story that this mixed martial arts legend is coming back out of retirement for one fight, and hey, he's gonna go against the heavyweight champion who I will go so far as to say, I think we've said with our buddy Monty on the air here before, dullest fighter to watch in the world because he's just safe the way he fights every fight. but he wins and he's unbeatable. You can't beat him. Randy Couture destroyed him last night in five rounds. Absolutely 100% killed him. Randy Couture out of retirement, 43 years old, new heavyweight champion of the world. Oh, spoiler alert. Whoops. Randy Couture is the heavyweight champion. Probably, whenever there's a fight, I always get like a nervous anticipation in my stomach because like, oh God, I want this guy to win or something. Because I, other than football, and we were talking about this, like I think I was talking with Keith about this earlier in the week, mixed martial arts are probably one of my favorite sports, if not my favorite sport other than football, which is crazy to me that it's more favorite to me than baseball. But it really is. I love mixed martial arts, and I got this nervous, awful feeling in my belly yesterday waiting for this fight to happen. And it subsided by the end of the fight because Randy Couture, the guy who I wanted to win, just destroyed. It was great. It was awesome.
Would you watch a pros versus Joes version of the UFC?
That is exactly what I was referring to in my head. It's like there's some sort of kismet going on here. But the whole trash talk, that's the thing I hate about pros versus Joes. That's the worst part about it is if you've ever seen the show Pros versus Joes, it's on Spike. It's where
Daryl Strawberry,
where professional athletes or former professional athletes just take on normal Joes, your average
Smith.
Joes, in sporting events.
Do they have to be Joes, or can they be like Jim's and Paul's and Peter's?
They can have any name, Jim and Paul's Pizza. They can be, but of any variety they can be. And it was it's a great show. Like if they just did the sporting event itself, I could watch that all day long. It's great. I got news for you. I'll watch it all day long anyway. I TiVo them all and I watch them. It's the thing that bothers me about the show is the whole trash talking aspect to it. And that was the whole thing with the UFC. What happened?
You're just staring at a black screen.
I what channel is CNN since we've gotten into this?
CNN is 202.
Thank you. No, that's the. Go ahead.
No. So I like TV.
No, finish. Come on.
I'm trying to remember what I was just saying.
To talk.
I noticed.
With trash talking. You aren't happy with trash talking.
You don't like the trash talking of Joes versus.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
And UFC guys.
You knew that about me. Yeah, that's just how I. It's just stupid. It's just stupid. And that was the whole thing with the UFC. With Tim Sylvia, he was just trash talking the whole time about how Randy Couture shouldn't be in the same ring with him. He's, you know, Randy's had a previous bad history. I should have had the audio clip to play here, but him like talking like, Randy's historically bad with heavyweights and bad with strikers. I'm the best of both of those. Yeah, you almost got knocked out in 3 seconds. He almost lost. He literally, the first punch of the round of the match just went right down like a tree. The 6-foot-8 guy falling straight down. It was great. Loved it. But Randy Couture is a good champ.
Veal Chop in the chat room agrees with you, as a matter of fact. He said it was an incredible performance by Couture.
It was outstanding. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous because he's an old... The dude, by the way, that's the other story. The dude is 43 years old. 43 years old, and he is the best over 205-pound fighter in the world. That's nuts. I love it. I'm a big...
What happened on the rest? Anything good on the rest of it?
Matt Hughes, his comeback match since losing to GSP a couple months back and losing his world title... He fought against Chris Lytle, the second runner-up in the last Ultimate Fighter iteration. And he was... Matt Hughes doesn't look good. He won the fight. He won the fight outright. Like, the guy didn't really have a chance. He just didn't look good. He didn't look like himself. He won. Also, Rich Franklin, another former champion who just lost, came back. He looked better than Matt Hughes, but he still didn't look comfortable. Like, guys, when these guys lose their titles and they get really rocked, they just don't come back looking right. And he just didn't look right at all. Neither one of them did. Babalu got knocked out by some dude in the first fight of the night, and some other guy who was getting his head banged, and I can't even remember his name, Martin Campor or something like that. Maybe Yokochop could help us in the chat room.
Martin,
something, whatever. He was getting killed. He was getting his face bashed and then just jumped on a guy and somehow found a way to get this crazy ground choke on. It was just nutty. It was good stuff. It was worth watching. Did you TiVo it at least, or DVR it at least? It's fantastic.
No, I have a thing. There's a thing called like live events on demand. I could just watch it. Like,
okay, really? Remote,
yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely. Yeah, it's great. It's really
only available on Time Warner Cable.
There you go.
Crap. We're a DirecTV family. We're a DirecTV radio studio, and that's just the way it's going to be. By the way, we didn't even mention last week.
Nobody let the wind blow.
As long as we're on the mixed martial arts tip. I got news for you, dude. That is the common knock.
Point, counterpoint.
That is the common knock against DirecTV. You're believing the
Dude, why do you purchase a product and then feel that like you need to defend it?
No, but it's when you're talking crazy about it. You're talking crazy. Do you know someone that has DirecTV that the wind blew and they weren't able to watch TV? I've had DirecTV for 3.5 years and it's gone out once during a hurricane. Practically, that's the one time it went.
So you said on this show,
three or four times. Okay, but I mean, like literally, I've lost my cable service due to network service areas in the neighborhood more often than I've lost my DirecTV.
You said
at the same
on this show maybe one or two less.
No, that's not true. It's not true. Untrue. Allow me to say, untrue.
I cannot confirm nor deny that statement.
What I can confirm right now is that Jeff Harcia and
Jake Plummer
and
teammates.
Jake Plummer are best friends now. And they're going to hang out on...
What team is it that signed them?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
With Chris Sims. Three-way battle.
I hope Chris Sims gets the job. I like Chris Sims.
He will get the job.
I like a dude that whose body parts explode and he still plays a game. I like that about a guy.
3 months later, after sitting in a hospital.
No, he finished the game with a burst appendix.
Oh, did he really? I didn't
he
know.
He played
that.
The entire game with a burst appendix. That's
I didn't
all,
know
that's
what happened
awesome.
On the field.
Was that appendix or spleen?
Spleen.
It ruptured.
Yeah. It ruptured, and he continued to play a game saying, wow, I'm having cramps in my side, and played another two quarters. That guy's awesome. That puts him in, I was going to say, puts him in Brett Favre category, but I guess he would have to maybe win a little bit to get to the Brett Favre category.
Donovan McNabb played that whole first half with a
broken leg. Yep, that's great too.
Against me in my fantasy league. 4 touchdowns first half. Great.
Was he on my team at that point?
Yes, he was.
I was just going to say, I think I had him in fantasy. But that goes up there. Wasn't there like some Japanese dude? Like, what's a gutty, like, that's a gutsy performance.
Daisuke Matsuzaka. He's on the Red Sox. He's one.
Kurt Schilling with a bloody ankle.
No, I was just naming a Japanese guy.
On the Red Sox.
I'm trying to think. No, there was a Japanese dude from like the Olympics or something.
Ate a bunch of hot dogs.
Yeah, he was great. He was so gutted.
Kerry Strug.
There was a dude, he had a broken leg, and like he was like on the rings in the Olympics or something, and like dismounted and got
yes.
9.9 or
oh,
something
really?
With a broken leg. Yes.
What did Kerry Strug do? She landed, she broke
she
her ankle.
She sprained her ankle.
And she did like she
a triple Lutz.
Was it a triple Lutz? I wasn't sure that was the technical right. She landed a pretty hardcore like horse dismount or something. Like I mean, it looked like it probably hurt. Like
and Joey neck. And Joey Belladonna was so pleased with her after the fact that he was hanging out and talking to her. Saying,
like
you're great.
Mel Gibson with his dislocated shoulder.
You bang it right into the wall. Oh.
That's tough.
But seriously, that's gutsy. Takes guts.
Dude, my only sports input is so far on the entire show has been about Kari Strug.
What's wrong with that?
I'm so gay.
No, you like gymnastics. It doesn't make you a bad person.
Anyone ever play with any serious golf injuries?
Yeah, didn't someone have cancer or something and keep playing?
No, that was Lance Armstrong.
Oh.
John Daly's real fat.
Phil Mickelson smokes, doesn't he? He smokes between holes while he's walking around. That's an athlete.
That was Larry Bird.
No.
Larry Bird is a smoke like a stack. It's a smoke stack, yeah. That's Larry awesome. Bird always smoked.
We've gone from gutsy
Fernandez smoking in the dugout.
We've gone from gutsy performances to guys that just don't care and still so good. Mickey Mantle was drunk. Yeah, that's a gutsy performance.
Babe Ruth would play hungover.
Poor guy. Hair, a little bit of the hair of the dog that bit him, he wouldn't have to worry about it.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, then why did he say he's fine?
What's that guy's name that claims he pitched a game on acid?
Yes.
He was called like the space something.
No, not Bill Lee. That's Spaceman Bill Lee. He was on the Red Sox. This was a different guy. Ellis? Doc Ellis, maybe?
I know you're talking about.
He pitched a no-hitter, and he said he did it on acid.
And
Don Larson.
Saying you did something on something, just for the record, I don't want to take a step back. Tim Sylvia lost the title last night. Post-match interview. Well, I came into this match with an injury, and, you know, I thought I was fine, but I wasn't. Jerk. Sorry, go back. Didn't mean to just sidetrack and go back to it, but just talking about people that did stuff. Didn't the fat Yankee guy say after the fact, oh, I was hungover when I pitched my perfect game?
Wells. Yeah. David Wells.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was so hungover.
I was still drunk.
That's what he said. I was drunk during the game. Well, I had a six-pack a day and a half before. I was wrecked.
When David Cone pitched his, he said, I had just raped somebody in the dugout.
Rape is funny.
The producer.
Speaking of rape being funny, if you live in Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're a sex offender, they're now looking to get a new law put into place that you could you would have to have a fluorescent green license plate if you're a sex offender. Love it. Think it's great that you like.
Can you get one if you're not?
It matches like their undercar neon lights.
Yeah, ground up. That's what you get. You get neon green.
Ground effects.
See, if they have to do that, they might as well like trick it up and make it like the rape mobile.
Bumper stickers on the back say, "I bang kids."
How's my molesting?
Call this number.
But yeah, it's
rape is funny.
I think it's terrific. I think it's awesome that they're doing this. I mean, don't get me wrong; they're not doing it yet. It's just up for legislation now. It's not official yet. But if it is, I totally want to move to Cincinnati. Oh wait, that's right. I'd be living in Cincinnati if I did. So maybe I won't do that. But
if this van's a knocking, call the cops.
He's already got the van.
Yeah, but yeah, it's. I think it's awesome that to be able to any sort of big spotlight you can throw on stuff like that is awesome to me. Not to make it serious for me, but that's like, you ever go to any of those websites where they show you all the registered sex offenders and you see pictures of them? Ugh, it totally gnarls you out. Makes you feel awful to see what monsters human beings are. They look like regular people.
You never know. They walk among us.
They live. I wish I had a pair of those glasses like Roddy Piper so I could know who the child molesters are. Or sex offenders, not just child
Some
molesters.
Of them look like regular people. Gary Glitter doesn't.
Yeah, but a lot of people who look like Gary Glitter don't molest children. That your boy from that,
and to be
that
fair,
Dateline show.
To be fair, unlike like Foxy Brown skipped out on a tab at Junior's, Gary Glitter did pay full price for it.
Wait, what are you talking about, Foxy Brown?
Foxy Brown skipped out on a tab. After she just got out of, avoided having to go to jail, she skipped out on a tab at Junior's.
I think a great cheesecake.
Foxy Brown thinks so, but she didn't want to pay for it.
What I don't understand about Foxy Brown is, how is she famous? I've never heard a Foxy Brown.
She's named after a bad movie.
I've never heard a Foxy Brown song, ever.
Oh, yes, you have.
No,
I'm
I
sure
haven't.
You have.
I've heard tons of Lil' Kim. I've never heard Foxy Brown's music, ever. I told you I'm not a big fan of music, though, so I'm a bad person.
You've heard it. I wish I knew that. Yeah, that's the thing is, it's nothing's popping to mind.
My name is Foxy, and I'm brown as hell.
I actually got one right here.
Yo, she tore up the problem with that one is she didn't write the lyrics to that song.
So how much was her tab?
Let me consult my notes.
$86.
Quite expensive if it was Junior's. You go buy a cheesecake at Junior's, you're gonna like fork out a good $78.
$53.
Well, speaking of cheesecake,
I was gonna say, you want to be a gentleman and eat a cheesecake that's affordable, delicious, and
you can use it as a spare tire on your car.
Let's just go so far as to say, I don't know if I would say better than Junior's, but right in that same neighborhood, maybe one of the best cheesecakes I've ever eaten in my life. I ate on Friday night. This Friday night, Lil Jimmy and I went with my wife out to a fine delicatessen called Harold's out in...
Harold's Famous Deli in Edison, New Jersey.
They totally have rats. Okay. I know they do.
Okay. For the record, they're the best.
She skipped out on the tab regularly. Friday night, one of her entourage came back and offered to pay it, and they told her, don't pay it, just don't come back. And apparently, she goes there and she curses out the waiters, and she ordered an ice cream soda and spilled it on herself and demanded that somebody pay for her jacket, her $2,000 Dolce & Gabbana jacket.
Yeah, she's really good. I like her.
Honestly, somebody should just smack her upside the head with a bat.
Yeah, Cincinnati for her.
They should smack her upside the head with a bat and say, oh, and by the way, you suck.
Yeah, but Doug, I mean, they did like the song that she did for Dylan and the other guys, and Booker, as I mix shows together that have nothing to do with
it. He was in A Night at the Roxbury.
No, he wasn't. Was he really? Richard Grieco?
Playing himself.
Yeah. That's the second piece.
He's the way they get into the Roxbury.
Playing Booker or playing
Richard Grieco?
Okay.
Just so you know, that Foxy Brown story is on page 2, a full-sized page in the New York Post.
It's a good newspaper. Don't get me wrong, I love the Post. I think the Post is great because I love the blotter in there, but it's a tabloid. It's two steps away from the two steps away from the National Enquirer.
I think it's one step away.
Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy is a Foxy Brown lyric. Oh, I can't remember what song it's from.
She sounds brilliant.
That's because she doesn't pay for any of the food.
You've heard that song.
I definitely haven't. Dude, I don't listen to anything. I listen to talk radio.
Junius is actually feeding the needy for her.
Neither do I, but it's been forced upon me by driving around in Manhattan. You've heard these songs. They're there.
Well, he wears shell tops. He has to know it.
Yeah,
right.
I'm telling you, I honestly don't. But, yeah, so whatever. Cheesecake jerk. I hate her stupid face. Stupid face. She thinks she's sexy and she sucks. And I hate her.
Didn't she go to prison for like a year for withholding evidence from
for someone having a gun with her against Lil Kim.
I think Lil Kim was the withholding evidence.
Yeah. And Lil Kim, I've heard.
I think Foxy Brown actually
went to jail too. I don't know what she did though.
I thought it was she didn't say who was involved in a shooting.
But she just avoided prison time Friday too. The judge allowed her to, but I think she already went
allowed her to steal.
I think she did like 15 for attempted murder back in before she became famous.
Whoops. It's an accident. You gotta let her go.
15 days.
Well, I hate her. I think she's stupid. That's my big statement.
That's your big statement of the day.
But it's very important. I had to get that out there.
You think she's dumb.
I had to make sure that my big burning issue got out there on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com exclusively on TPXRadio.com. Call us on the blah, 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 or instant message us at blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to bother because no one is.
I remember that you were just talking about David Wells. Didn't you once do a Best in Show drunk? Didn't you go bragging later on afterwards?
yeah, I told him. Dude, I was on my worst behavior. What do you got in the chat room that you guys are talking about?
That guy in our chat room has mentioned that they have eclairs the size of giant rats at Harold's.
Well, so here's the story. Thank you for bringing us back to Harold's. So we brought the whole cheesecake thing with, what's her name? Foxy Brown. I was just going to say Lil' Kim. But so we go to Harold's on Friday. And James has told me about Harold's quite a few times. It's amazing. It's great food. Really big platters. Whatever. It's big food. Whatever. What's a big deal? What I'm telling you, we ordered two sandwiches.
Small sandwiches.
Two small sandwiches. Only the small ones. And one side dish for him.
A knish.
Myself. And my wife. Three people. Literally, maybe half of the food came home with us after each one of us gorged ourselves to the point of being sick. Like, it was out of control. Like, they serve things. The sandwiches that they claimed are.
That's their slogan, actually.
We serve things. Harold's. Their Reuben sandwich was supposed to serve two people. The Reuben sandwich alone would have been more than the three of us could have eaten.
The small Reuben.
The small. Yeah, this is the little one. This is the 13-ouncer. They actually have sandwiches that can serve like 5 to 6 people. It's just ridiculous.
Do they have sandwiches named after people?
No, just...
Reuben.
It's named after the guy in American Idol?
Actually, their Reuben isn't called Reuben. It's called someone's name.
Yeah, well, that would be common because you told me that it used to be the guy who either owned or somehow participated in the Carnegie Deli.
He used to manage it.
That was one of their shticks as well. They named it after famous people, and lots of delis have kind of taken that and run with it.
I wonder if that guy Reuben from American Idol gets Reuben's named after him.
No, Reuben Sierra does.
Yeah, it was one of the most outstanding experiences of my life because the thing is, and the huge thing is, and as James said, it's not just big for the sake of being big. Well, it is, but that's not the only appeal. The food itself is amazing, and granted, it's deli, and it wasn't like it was such a crazy thing to have to be able to do. But I've never, and I live in New York, and I've eaten at God knows how many kosher delis in my life. It's easily the best corned beef I've ever had in my life.
All right, well, okay, now we've got issues. I like Carnegie, don't get me wrong. I used to go there all the time. I know nothing of Harold's, but I have to assume that it's Carnegie-esque or is somehow like a Carnegie, if not affiliated, but it's going to be similar.
He left the Carnegie to make a better Carnegie.
Oh, it's even better
than
Carnegie.
Yes.
All right, well, I mean,
their chocolate cake is 40 pounds.
I'm not
exaggerating in the slightest bit.
Nice.
It weighs 40 pounds.
We didn't even get into the desserts. But
Look, it's
My cat's is nothing compared to this.
See, that's
place.
What I was going
to
say, is that I nibbled on some of that, and it's unfair for me to say that Cat's has to be better. I guess I'm, like, a little tied into to Cat's's, you know, food, just enjoying it. Perhaps not as large portions,
that
but
makes
I think
it that
the corned
much more
beef
enjoyable.
And the pastrami I enjoy, like, off of Cat's's, like, no other deli I've been to. Their Reubens are not good. The Reuben that you guys gave me at Harold's was a fine Reuben. I had like a, just a small bite, and it was excellent.
And that's a day old out of a refrigerator.
Right, right. So I understand it's going to be good. And it, not, and you can't get a good Reuben at Katz's. It's unfair to use that. But go for like the pastrami on rye with like horseradish. And
I'm telling you, given a choice between the two, if I could and I was an inch away from either one, which one to walk into, and if the portions were exactly the same size, I would walk into Harold's
first. He drives 66.3 miles to get there.
Yeah, there was some crazy... When we were looking for the directions for it, it was nuts. They rate... I can't remember what the website was. They were rating restaurants on like how clean it is, how good the food is, blah, 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 the whole experience. And at the bottom, based on the matrix that they put together with all the different prerequisites, they come up with how far of a distance this place is worth driving to. And the distance for Harold was 66 miles to go to essentially a deli. You know, 66 miles for a deli is great. Don't get me wrong, Cat's is great. I enjoy Cat's. I've eaten at Cat's Cat's deli quite a few times. I think they're fantastic. I won't go as far as to say it won't hold a candle to it, but I've given a choice. I'll take out. The food is amazing. Like I said, it's not the novelty of the size, because the novelty of the size is one thing. The food itself is amazing.
See, yeah. But that adds, you have entertainment value the whole time you're there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we were laughing for 2 hours while eating, of just the absurdity of seeing this food.
Never telling a joke.
Oh, I thought Jackie Mason was performing there or something.
And I've been there. Jackie Mason is actually on their business card in front of a sandwich the size of his head.
Actually, I think your wife has actually asked James about his MySpace pictures of sandwiches from Harold, saying those have got to be photoshopped.
I have a picture of a Reuben that...
Harold's favorite?
That was the 5 to 6 pounds of meat over a knish the size of...
The knish is without question, I'd say 12 inches in diameter, give or take, and about 4 inches thick.
I'm intrigued.
Did you feel like you were shrinking?
She accused me of photoshopping.
It was, I mean, like I said, it's to the point that the jokes, the only actual jokes at the table are like, wow, I can't even believe their sugar packets are only 1 teaspoon each. Like, they should have 5 pound things of sugar on the table too, because everything was just oversized and, like I said, outstanding.
And then Chris had to be a hero and order extra dessert.
No, so they were torn. James wanted a cheesecake. My wife wanted a brownie sundae. How either of them wanted anything baffled me, because I didn't want a bite of anything at that point. I was disgusting, because from the 2 sandwiches that we ordered, I personally ate 5 full-sized adult sandwiches off of it, and I was dying. Oh, not to mention, and the pickle bar on top of it. Greatest pickle.
Three.
One of the greatest pickles I've had in a while.
Better than South Shore Joe's?
I don't even know who that is, but yes.
I thought you were going to know what that was. That was a reference.
South Shore High School?
Right down the block with South Shore Joe's was an old deli. I thought maybe you would know it.
No, I don't know.
Another possible flaw with Cat's is their pickles aren't so good.
Two strikes.
The pickles,
which is important for a deli.
How many pickles do you want? Oh, just get up and go to the pickle bar. Yeah. There's just a bar of pickles and bread, and the bread. There's some weird sweat.
Wow, a bread bar.
Yes.
Sweet.
You can go there and just take a stack of
sweet onion, a sweet onion bread that was terrific. Which, by the way, low carb diet. How you doing?
But there's no cheese, right? They don't mix the cheese. Right?
No, they do.
I don't think
they're kosher.
Oh, okay.
It's funny though. On the Reuben, they melted the Swiss on top. The roast beef, they give you a platter of Munster.
We got Munster. It was literally a pound of Munster cheese sitting on the side. But that pound of Munster cheese was cut into about 8 slices. Like, they were thick, delicious, and it was some of the greatest Munster cheese I ever...
Important distinction. How did they melt the cheese on the Reuben?
I didn't ask.
Did you watch the Reuben being grilled?
No.
It was not grilled.
Didn't watch it. It was done in another room. They came back with a table.
Was the rye bread on top of it? Did it look as if
no
it
bread
had
on
been
top.
Buttered and grilled?
It wasn't on top. It's
open-faced. Yeah. I guess it would have to be.
It's impossible.
No. They make a 26-ounce triple-decker that's
this hot.
Is the bread grilled, is what I'm saying. Do they grill it?
It's hard to tell. Underneath all that meat, if it was grilled or not, it probably would get soggy from the liquid from all the meat. 13 ounces, they claim, of meat on every sandwich, of the singles, that is. 13 ounces, it's got to be more than that.
See, it's easy to sog up the rye bread from a Reuben, particularly if it's not grilled correctly, which is why it's important that it's grilled.
The bread at this place is a side dish that you have to use. The dish that's brought to you is almost like the platter where you're serving your Reuben off of onto your bread. You can't like pick it up as a sandwich and eat it. It's impossible. I love the place. I'm thinking about it right now and trying to convince myself, hey, maybe I go there today after the show.
I'm down for an excursion to make it happen just to test out the comparison.
Outstanding.
I'd love to do it.
Like I said, the Reuben was great, and we got corned beef. I wish we would have got pastrami. My wife wanted corned beef. But we got to, actually, I wanted to get the two meat, and the guy, our waiter, like looked at us and kind of laughed like, no, just get one meat. Trust me. And we got a roast beef sandwich. I'm not a big roast beef fan, and I really liked their roast beef, and I don't like roast beef. It was great. But yeah.
Is there a restaurant PETA approved? If you go to PETA.org?
Yes.
Is it one of the approved restaurants?
Jim and Peter's Pizzeria approve it. But the... So we were talking about the desserts that we got there. My wife wanted the brownie sundae. And James kept saying he wanted cheesecake. He wanted cheesecake. No, we'll get
so the brownie. So I punched her.
Exactly. Well, I mean, she asked for it. She insists on the brownie. So when he came to the table and ordered the brownie sundae, we ordered the brownie sundae. He's like, oh, yeah, and throw in a slice of cheesecake, too. When I tell you throw in a slice of cheesecake without exaggeration, think of the, two slices of pizza size, is kind of what it was. And, again, just like the Knish, like 3 to 4 inches thick. And amazing. Amazing. I'd let you try it.
About a pound of blueberries on top.
Yeah. I'd let you try it, but I couldn't let it go yesterday. As soon as we came home, that's the first thing that I ate was the cheesecake yesterday. It's amazing.
I start feeling... When you eat cheesecake, a lot of it, do you start having trouble breathing?
We had trouble breathing before the cheesecake.
So I can imagine adding that to the end of...
He mentioned at the table that he was having trouble breathing.
It was great. It was great. I love it. It was, by the way.
And this was all South Beach approved as well.
Well, that was the whole thing. I was on my South Beach diet up until Friday, and then I said, all right, well, since we're going here, I want to try. I mean, like, I can't go to a place with a bread bar. I easily could have done South Beach because
you state the meat?
There's enough meat there that you don't have to worry about anything. I just wouldn't go to the bread bar.
And it was very lean.
But it was great. It was outstanding. It was not South Beach approved, and since then I've been on a tear. I actually drank beer yesterday like a jerk and actually ate pretzels yesterday. I missed carbs for the 4 days I didn't have them.
That guy in the Best in Show chat room describes the matzo ball, the softball sized matzo balls, as the eighth wonder of the modern world.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't like matzo balls. I don't like matzo ball soup really, or matzo balls. So I didn't try one, but I will. I will down the road.
Anti-Semite.
Yeah. Well, obviously,
I won't be there for a long time. That's pretty sad.
Little fellas going back down south. You're heading back down to the other one of the seven wonders of the world, Holly Springs.
Straight from here.
We're glad you came in. We're glad you joined us here on Best in Show. BestinShowRadio.com.
Chats.
Who does
talks,
that?
Talks, instant messengers. Messages.
If I could send you an instant message right now, I'd send you an instant message saying, I want to go to Tokyo and meet Michael Jackson.
But how much would you be willing to pay to do that?
Oh, I'd pay like $3,498.
Ain't gonna happen.
Oh, man, I'd be denied because $3,500 is what it requires to attend a party where MJ is throwing, where everyone is guaranteed, as long as you pay and enter the party, to get 30 seconds of FaceTime with the King of Pop.
What do they mean by FaceTime?
They melted off. I don't know. Yeah, so
do kids get in for half price?
Only in Cincinnati.
Is it just with the face or with the whole thing?
It's only the face. It's detached. Well, they have it in a room. He's not even.
Well, the doors are only 4 feet high to get in, so you have to meet that requirement.
Yeah, I found it odd that
that's not a lot.
That's where Michael Jackson is
at
right now.
Get him to listen to Best in Show.
The king of absolutely. We go there, we just start playing the show for him. That's our 30 seconds.
No, we want him to listen to it.
For 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's outstanding to me that that's where his career is now. That's what he does. He throws a party where people get to talk to him for 30 seconds.
We should do that.
Smart move doing it in Tokyo.
$6.95, you can get like 15 minutes with me.
$6.95?
I'm such a jerk that if I did that and somebody paid $6.95 to actually want to talk to me, like 10 minutes in, I'd be annoyed that I had to talk to this person.
You give yourself 10 minutes?
I'm trying to be nice. I don't want to discourage the listeners. Wow. Discourage the listeners here on Best in Show Radio.
Michael Jackson. There's some sort of weird sound going on. That may be my least favorite sound in the entire world.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I'm actually not even going to have my headphones on. I can't even listen to that. It makes me insane.
It's lip smacking.
It's lip smacking goodness. He's going for it again. And so I'm leaning towards the microphone. I was afraid it was coming back again. What else? I don't want
to
talk about.
Is there anyone you would pay $3,500 to have 30 seconds FaceTime with?
Oh God, yeah. No.
$3,500. Oh, I thought it was $35,000.
Yeah, that's why I said it's kind of a bargain.
$3,500.
I wouldn't.
$3,500 is a lot of money for. Someone
how about an hour?
Me.
It's a lot of yen.
Hour conversation.
Conversation? No.
Wait, you get an hour? An hour?
Yeah, you get an hour with somebody.
Yeah, I could.
You know, there are people that I would like to talk to, but if I ever had to pay that person to talk to them, I think just that process
that
would make me not want to talk to
them. The fact that you're that's the guideline set forth by it. It's not like, it's not real.
But that aside, is there anyone you'd be willing to part with that money to speak to?
No.
For an hour? Would you ask him about his performance in Little Nicky?
I'd like to think. I'm trying to say I probably would, but I wouldn't, because you know what? I wouldn't. As much as I want to meet certain people, like, I don't want to talk to people for an hour. I don't think there's anyone I want to talk to for an hour.
David Lynch.
Nah.
Karis One.
I would love to talk to David Bowie for an hour.
No, absolutely not. No? What'd I say to him? Hey, dude, it's really bad that Scott got shot. What am I going
to
say?
That's it. That's all you got to share.
Karis One used to.
Dude, your nose
go
is
right
the size
up to
of
your
a
face
garage.
And diss you.
KRS-One used to a friend of ours
used to
back
be like
when I dated his sister. He was working on a record with KRS-One, and KRS-One used to call the house all the time.
I'm a Taraj.
Yes, and say it is so and so there. It's Chris.
What record? Who is this?
I don't remember what it was. It had something to do with right around the time he was doing that thing with REM.
Okay,
but it wasn't this. The
can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He did that thing with REM 6 months after he did the same exact thing with Too Much Joy, and Too Much Joy gets no credit. REM gets the credit all the time for bringing him in on some alt-rock stuff. He did it with Too Much Joy first on a really bad song called A Good Kill. Maybe that's why.
Well, there was that radio song he did, but right around the time he did this environmental thing with Michael Stipe, and that's, I think, what it was that they were working on. I don't know what it was, though. But I think Nina Cherry was involved, too.
She has a Buffalo stance.
She was on a Pulp record, so I like her.
Oh, Jesus.
I am not Jesus, but I have the same initials, that record.
I don't even know what that means.
I know, but you said Jesus.
Oh, did I?
So there's like one person listening that... let me go through the chat room. I'm not going to...
Yeah, no.
Right, there's at least one that knows what I'm talking about.
Awesome.
So it wasn't... It wasn't...
KRS-One was involved way before.
What year is that?
You want to hold that up?
Oh, sorry. We're talking.
Wait, actually,
James is actually.
What year did he work with REM?
James.
1990.
James walked out of the room to go get a Sick of It All record.
88.
Wow.
I'm telling you that...
Or 89.
I'm telling you, I think that that's exactly the same time that he did the Too Much Joy thing.
I'm going to find this all out right now.
No, this is 1992.
1992? Oh, 92. Then it's way after. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure that 88, maybe 89 is when Too Much Joy did it. It was on their album Serial Killers. I'm pretty sure that they were the first ones to have KRS-One on with them.
I think Boogie Down Productions worked with him as well earlier on.
But D wasn't, that's what I'm saying, it's the alt-rock crossover.
I'm joking, that was
Boogie Down Productions will always get paid. bait. We'll take the Whacker song and make it better.
I'm about to have detailed answers for you. Are you excited?
Awesome. Remember.
Despite him not being a witch, Wikipedia has.
It was Just Look Around was the song he was on, right?
I don't even remember.
He introduced Just Look Around, I believe.
He's awesome at it. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello, Joe!
Hey, look who's there. He's a little bit loud. It's a little bit crazy. I guess we have it doesn't sound loud to you? It sounds really loud to me over the air. Hey, what's up, Monty? How are you doing, buddy?
No, I sound fine.
Awesome. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
Yeah, I was starting to think that that we were on the Pay No Mind list, and you hated us for some reason. Because
it's I don't know.
Football season ended.
Football ended, so I don't wake up till like 1 o'clock on Sundays now. So you're catching me now. I'm still a little bit of sleepy time.
Oh, awesome! Well, we're catching you. What's going on with you today? What do you got for us? What do you want to? Anything special in particular you want to bring to us?
Well, your show has changed now. I mean, it's so much more professional now.
Yeah, we're real professional the way we do things. Everything is real highfalutin and we're over the top.
Because I was speaking to your producer, and. I don't know. He made it feel like I don't know if I have a part. If I have a part in the show anymore.
What do you mean? No, you always have a part in the show. You're always more than welcome here. It's just he's taking the calls when they come and he's making sure that things go nicely.
Yeah, it's going real nice.
Oh, you don't think it's smooth?
Well, I was wondering. I have an idea for the show.
What do you got, buddy?
What about a webcam for me?
Okay, I like where you're going. What about it?
Like you could have a webcam of me listening to the show.
I think it's terrific. Are you looking for us to make the investment into the webcam for you, or?
Yeah, I can't afford a webcam.
Perfect.
Come on, how much does it? You know?
If you could guarantee that you would have your webcam on 24 hours a day that we could constantly monitor, I probably still wouldn't be involved. But I could make believe.
No, most likely if it was on from 11 to 1 for your show, that would be great. But most likely it would just be me sleeping.
Yeah, it'll be him not listening to us.
Yeah, but for 2 hours, though.
Oh, that's true. So it's quantity over quality at this point.
And the anticipation will be, when is he going to wake up?
And how is he going to wake up?
And how cute is his cat, everyone will say.
Aw, it's so adorable. I'm not a...
Wouldn't it be great if we see his cat do things to him that he isn't even aware of? Like, his cat pees on him while he's sleeping and stuff.
Sexy talk.
Speaking of cat pee, let me just talk about one thing. I know we're getting to the end, but at one point I had roaches in my apartment. Did I ever talk about that?
No, but perfect show to be bringing it up. We actually...
Yeah, no. That's why I'm bringing it up. Oh, man, I had to talk about how your show saved my life.
Yeah, you know we did our 1 year anniversary a couple weeks ago, and you were telling me how you were psyched to call in for the 1 year anniversary to tell us how the show saved your life. You never got to us. What's the story with that?
Well, I can't tell in 3 minutes. I'll have to call back next week.
Look at you teasing! Look at you teasing like a real radio professional. You have more than 3 minutes if you want it, but I mean that's up to you.
So that's your producer.
Wow. Wow, you're getting met with a lot of opposition here for professionalizing the show.
People hate change.
I fear change myself. I
like
just
dollars.
I don't like change. The only thing that's always different is change.
Wow.
Gandhi said that.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on. I got. I'm too late. I'm not ready. I'm not quick on the draw.
Are you queuing up G.G. Allen, I'm a penny waiting for change?
The only thing we have to change is change itself.
Yeah, I want this to be playing while you said that.
The only thing different is change.
Hot. That's going to be on our commercial this week. If you miss this week's Best in Show, you miss this. It'll be really huge. Everyone will love it. By commercial, I mean you can come to my house and I'll
play the tape. At one point I had roaches in my apartment, but I got rid of them. And then, it wasn't my fault, by the way. Then I had a rat, a mouse or two in my apartment that my cat killed. And then, lately he's been peeing all over, so I had to go get him fixed, right? So now I think everything's good, but you know what I have in my apartment now? Like in a little infestation of?
Giant rats?
No, flies.
You're the filthiest human being that's ever lived. Honestly, flies are grosser than roaches, are grosser than rats. Every time a fly lands on something, it throws up on it.
That's not true.
It's 100%
true.
That's
not true. That's a rumor.
That's 100% true.
It's somebody's trying to start a smear campaign against the flies.
I love smear.
I think roaches actually started that one.
Roaches? But what do roaches eat? Food. Flies land on crap.
So you like roaches better than me?
I definitely do.
Yeah. You think that the fly has to be the first ever bug, because how did they get that name?
where was the walk in the evolution of the fly?
How did they corner the market on that mode of transport as their name?
Yeah, so, but I killed six of them when I came home yesterday. They were all over my apartment. What does that mean?
That you're a filthy animal that leaves rotting meat around your house?
No, I mean it. There's no food. I don't have a garbage pail because when I have roaches,
there's the first problem.
He has absolutely no food nor garbage in his entire household. How do you function? How do you live?
No, well, I take when I finish food, I put it right in the garbage bag and throw it down the chute because I had roaches. So I don't have a garbage pail anymore. So I don't know where they could be coming from. Unless my cat took a dump somewhere and hit it. I don't know.
It's great.
You guys don't know either.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. I'm doing four things at once.
I was looking for it.
I'm thinking it's a garbage thing. I can't imagine how you. I mean, if you got flies around, they're gravitating to food. You've got dead food somewhere in your apartment.
Well, I'm telling you, I don't have dead food.
It's warm. It's warm and moist in there.
Do you think I have a hamburger? I dropped.
Flies like a warm and moist environment.
Perhaps
is your apartment warm and moist.
Oh yeah, I got one of those.
Perhaps you're in an effort to save water. You're not flushing.
They don't like cold weather. They don't like dry.
Did you lose any meat? Like, do you remember saying, where did I put that hot dog?
That's true. Maybe a hot dog rolled under the stove, like in one of those cartoons.
Is that a metaphor of something else?
No, the cartoons with the talking broccoli and the toaster.
I don't even understand what happened. I don't even understand what just happened.
I just want to hear more.
Can you put a hot dog in the toaster?
Yes.
Yeah, why couldn't you? Who wouldn't? What right-thinking person wouldn't?
Does anyone do that? Not a toaster oven, like a toaster.
Oh, that you probably I wouldn't advise.
I think you could do it.
It'd grill it on both sides.
Wrap it in bacon. Wrap it in bacon and drop it right in.
Would work. Oh, yeah, wrap it in bacon. Smother it with cream cheese.
It couldn't be a ballpark.
Oh, because when it plumped, it wouldn't be able to come out?
Exactly.
Or it'd pop the springs right out of there.
But just put a slit in it. You put a slit in the side, it wouldn't do it. Mm. Culinary advice.
What if you slide it in that little thing that catches all the crumbs?
Well, instead of
just
grilling,
put a hot dog in there.
Instead of toasting the hot dog, you should get bologna sliced a quarter inch thick and toast that.
Who is that?
That's our buddy James. You know him as Maurice, my friend. He's in town for the weekend and came to join us for the show.
Hi.
What do you got? 100 people in the room?
Yes, by 100. If you by 100 you mean one, then yes, we do.
Where's your producer?
He's in the room as well, but he's always here. He's sitting here. He's actually on camera right now. If you're in the chat room over at tpxradio.com, you can actually see him and James as James is holding up the Sick of It All record. Just look around.
And okay, here's the thing. I want to clarify.
Your campus up to date?
I want to clarify this now. I have the official answers. The first ever guest appearance that KRS-One ever made, including on any rap record, was Clobberin' Time / Pay the Price on the Sick of It All album.
What year?
1989.
That was before this.
Radio song from the Out of Time album and the Too Much Joy album were released the same day in 1991.
No way! 91? Really?
1991.
I thought it was well before that.
I just didn't have the right Sick of It All album handy.
The fact that you have Sick of It All albums handy is uncomfortable. Oh, man. Dude, it's almost the end of the show. Monty, do you have any bits of wisdom that you want to give to us as we're getting ready to close up shop here?
Did you watch last night?
I went through it for a long time before. I really wish you would listen to the show. I wish you would wake up early and actually call me. We could have had a great conversation about how Randy Couture is the greatest guy in the world right now, and I love that he got rid of the scourge that is Tim Sylvia. Oh.
What was that?
Brian was just trying to call somebody else. He went
Aren't I an excellent producer?
Fantastic. Did he just hang up? I'm assuming that that's how he chose to end his call. Fantastic. Well, special thanks to our buddy... what's wrong? Why is the volume totally off? The volume is maxed on this. You had me off.
Sorry. Producer.
Oh, sorry.
Speaking of producers...
I thought I'd throw some music on here. This is actually a fine song that I thought we'd end the show with this week. This is on my solo record, even though it's not a solo performance. It actually involves 3 of the 4 people in the room. The only reason it doesn't involve the 4th is because he never wrote the lyrics for it to sing them. But, I don't know. Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Thanks to Jimmy for coming in this week. It was very, very nice having you. Thanks to Monty for calling in. Thanks to all of you for listening to this crap. Thanks to our new producer for producing. And thanks to me and Keith for just being really swell guys. Thanks to the chat room.
Thanks for wearing that sweater today.
And I'm not going to thank anybody else. Best in Show. We'll see you next week.